If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
But of course, as we've been discussing with Michael, it's really been to get some perspective on the lessons we can learn from VBS. And that really does speak to the deposit insurance that we touched on just a moment ago. So that does give us some perspective on the impact and influence for us as South Africans and as depositors. And a key aspect that he highlighted there is that if you are someone with a lot more than 100,000 rand, perhaps you could spread those deposits within the various institutions. And I guess depending on the number of bank accounts that you have, you would be protected for at least 100,000 rand of those deposits should the banks find themselves under pressure. And let's be clear, that's not an expectation we're setting, because we are aware that our regulatory authorities, like the Prudential Authority, essentially have high demands of our banks. They're well regarded, as Mr. Yordan highlighted, and of course, well capitalized, because that's what you need. A bank needs to have enough money in its accounts to make sure that should stuff get difficult, it can pay its depositors back. And that's typically what is analyzed, reviewed, and what we also discuss when it comes to company results. But to backtrack to VBS and, of course, take a look at the impact on community members in Venda that perhaps have not been adequately compensated and maybe are not even aware of these ongoing developments. We join now on the line by Kenneth Madeba, from Tswenewani Farisani Foundation. Kenneth, such a pleasure to have you, and thank you, sir, for your time.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure for you to connect with me.
Thank you. Din dimasiara budi kodimnen. I've been practicing. Dimadekwana. Yes. Apologies about that error. I guess, Ntate Madeba, as we get into this conversation, there's been a lot of noise around the leadership and legacy of VBS at the moment. But what we do want to understand is the livelihoods of the men, women, burial societies, stock fells that actually invested their money in the bank. What's the update there, and what has taken place since the failure of VBS?
Let me just take you a little bit back. When the bank was formed around 1981-82, it was formed solely by people who are on the ground, the street vendors, those people who the main banks could not service. Remember, these are times before banks like Capital Bank. This bank, when it was formed by some of the senior members of the then Bantustan government in here, it was to assist a backyard gardener who has got a tract of land, 2 hectares, who says, because it's communal land and it's in a rural area, the big bank can't fund me, but VBS came in and said, we can fund you. Mm-hmm. And that's why then, when the investor vendor started, many of these people took their children to school. And you will find in this very rural area, 60% of people here have gone to school through the capitation of that bank. Now, these are the people who lost all their savings when in around 2008, when they trusted some young people who were chartered accountants who came with the knowledge and said, we can assist in running this bank. Instead of running it to the future, they run it down.
And let's talk about that, because as you say, they did run it down. 2 billion ran down. Significant consequences. And while some level of accountability is taking place now with arrests, it doesn't necessarily seem like it's enough. And I'm keen to understand, if you take us back, when the bank was announced that it was struggling with capital and liquidity issues, was there any form of repayment to the depositors at all?
Yes, that's where the Tswenewani Farisani comes in. Mm-hmm. When Madozi revealed, it's nothing new, because we were there when the Terumtau's report was read, it was compiled, the big bank heist in South Africa. Now, Madozi just revealed the depth of the graft. And Tswenewani Farisani Foundation was concerned about these 4 organizations, the EFF, the ANC, the SACP, who all of them characterizes themselves as the vanguard of the poor of the poor. Mm-hmm. People have been murdered in here. There are 2 leaders of South African Municipal Workers Union who were murdered here because they dare oppose whoever had pillaged this money. This included mayors, and all municipalities in here and elsewhere in South Africa. Now, these are the people who nobody's really talking to them. Mm. Yesterday, we had a meeting with the minority shareholders. Womubulawa Madambi was the chairperson of the bank before he was taken out of the leadership because he was said to be old, but remained on the board. And he saw the entire episode panning out in front of him like a movie when these boys were pillaging the money. Now, these are the people on the street, as we have already said, who now, the Reserve Bank has never said anything to them.
Was there no
spoken to them?
100,000 rand paid to each depositor, or at least some level of a step in? From what we understand, that's what was reported.
Yes, those who deposited about 10,000, 5,000, they were paid. Those, but the bigger depositors of about 5 million, 10 million haven't been given anything.
Okay.
You know, and when the Reserve Bank or the curator says they've now collected about 550 million, they haven't said anything to the minority shareholders who also have an interest in reviving the license of the bank.
Are
nothing has been said, and they're waiting for
the business rescue practitioners at all, as well as the authorities who have been mentioning the recoupment of some of these funds?
They haven't spoken to the minority shareholders, not at all.
And have the minority shareholders reached out at all?
Pardon?
Have you reached out to the business rescue practitioners to get feedback?
No. The thinking was that these people who are collating the money and doing business rescue would also share what is actually happening with the bank. Mm. It's only the Portfolio Committee of National Parliament that has written to the minority shareholders and said, we want to come and do a hearing and understand what is it that you want to do, and also looking into the future.
And that's a good point. What would you like to see being done, especially at this upcoming meeting, but beyond that, once there's more assets and more money that can be recouped?
There is an interest of reviving the bank.
Oh.
Although, yes, the options have been showed by the Reserve Bank that the license can't come as it was before, but there's an interest of reviving the bank. And also looking at a different market, obviously, because now there are role players, there are other banks that have come into play. But also, I listened to your previous speaker in here.
Yes.
One of the interesting things as we revive the bank is that at the time when the VBS bank was facing challenges, the same was happening with the African bank.
Mm-hmm.
But the African bank was able to be resuscitated through the Reserve Bank. But they ignored the VBS bank. Those are some of the concerns as we go on forward.
How else are you hoping to address these issues? And I understand it's quite a sensitive one because you want accountability, but you also want your investors to be paid and the depositors to be paid. And in the resuscitation of the bank, how do you envision that playing out, even if it comes about differently?
There is a reach out to the powers that be. And as we meet with the Portfolio Committee, National Parliament, Portfolio Committee on Finance, we hope they will give us a hearing. And we do believe something will offer out.
Okay. So the next steps, Kenneth, I guess it's this meeting that is coming up in the next month.
Yes, definitely. We want it to happen as soon as possible because this poor vendors out on the street don't understand what's actually happening.
Mm.
And we are having a series of meetings with them to assure them that it seems like something good will come up.
And when you do communicate to them and they ask questions, because there must be a lot of noise in the headlines that we've seen around VBS, what are the concerns that they raise and bring to the table?
The concerns are always, we will never have our money back in its entirety. We being intimidated. There's been a lot of intimidation and killings around this bank, and we hope it won't happen again.
Sure. All the best, Kodzimnene, and we're really hoping that we can get solid feedback on this conversation and hopefully see the lives of the depositors being restored to a level of where it was before they had lost their money through the bank. Ndolebuwa ngamanda, Bumateba.
Nda.
That's Kenneth Mateba, who joins us this evening, representing the Chinuwani Farsani Foundation, helping us contextualize the impact of the VBS collapse on the livelihoods of ordinary citizens, you and I. Depositors, parents, grandparents, women, children, stockfiles and societies, men as well, who have trusted the bank with their money, substantial deposits that were made, who continue to raise concern about when they'll get their money back, if there's a chance of getting their money back, but more so also halting some of the consequential action through the loss of lives, unfortunately, that keeps taking place around this case.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.